Our sermon series on your identity in Christ. And so we're nearing the end, and we've talked about a lot of different things about being created in God's image, created mind, body, spirit, Christ in you, you in Christ, being forgiven, being a new creation, being God's family. And now we're having 2 weeks on the Holy Spirit. So today we're looking at just the fact that you have the Holy Spirit and what that means for your identity. And then next week we're going to look at the gifts of the Holy Spirit and what that means and how you can minister to other people. So out of your identity, how to minister to other people. And then the last of the sermon series will be called by God. All of us are called by God. So it'll be a sermon on how to discern your calling and start living out your calling. So today we're looking at that you have the Holy Spirit. And so again, we're looking at aspects of your identity in Christ. So when you believe in Christ, when you're part of Christ, there's certain aspects, there's certain things that you can step into as your identity. And so when you believe, you get the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit lives in you. And it's important as we are understanding our identity, is that we're a temple of the Holy Spirit, that he lives inside of us, and that impacts how we live. So before we get into how we're supposed to live like that, let's just go into who is the Holy Spirit. That we believe that God is a Trinity. And so you have the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And they're all fully God. They're all the same essence, but they have different functions and different roles. And one of the things the Vineyard does really well is that we acknowledge all three of them. I think we do a good job of balancing that out. We're not focused on one over the other. And I think here at Trinity, we have our name for a reason. We want to honor the Trinity. And our God is a Trinity, and I think we do a good job of honoring all three. And so we have the Holy Spirit, who is fully God. Another aspect of the Vineyard, and this is what they would call a vineyard distinctive, something that makes the Vineyard distinct, is a simple prayer. And maybe you've heard this prayed before. It's the prayer, "Come, Holy Spirit." And in Vineyard history and in Vineyard present, this is very important. This is a very important prayer that we pray. And I came across a video from Phil Strout, who's the national director, where he talked about this prayer. And so we're going to show that video. So there you hear from Phil Stroud just how important that emphasis on the Holy Spirit and just a simple prayer of "Come, Holy Spirit." And we want to see more. And so as he was saying, every meeting, Let's invite the Holy Spirit there. And it's not something where we're commanding the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's not here already. It's a welcoming. It's saying, have your way. We're here. We want to experience more of you. And so that's a simple prayer to say that, and a simple prayer to do that. And the part of the vineyard that emphasizes that is the part that we want to be experiencing God. That's one of the core values of the vineyard. We want to experience God. And so we invite the Holy Spirit. And so part of our identity as a believer is praying prayers like that, of saying, Holy Spirit, I want to experience more of you. Come, Holy Spirit, come into this setting. Come to this setting of my church, or my home, or my school, or my work, or whatever, wherever you're at. Come, Holy Spirit. I want the Holy Spirit with me. And so, again, you can get into theological nuance, and yes or no, but really it's just saying, Holy Spirit, I want to experience more of you. So we looked at who the Holy Spirit is. Let's look at what the Holy Spirit does. And about 6 months ago, I had a youth group mini retreat where we just looked at the Holy Spirit. And one of the exercises was I split them up in, I think, 5 different groups and gave them each about 10 different verses. And they ended up reading the verse and then like writing what the Holy Spirit did in that verse. And we ended up with a whiteboard like filled with all the things the Holy Spirit does in the Bible. So we won't go through that. I just want to highlight 4 different things that the Holy Spirit does. And the first one is that it reveals. So if you want to know more about the Holy Spirit, a great place to turn the Bible is John chapter 16. And this is where Jesus is talking to his disciples and saying, after me is going to come this Holy Spirit, and explains a lot about what the Holy Spirit does. And so a few of those verses are John 16, 13 through 15. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine, therefore I say that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. So Jesus here calls the Holy Spirit the Spirit of truth, that the Holy Spirit reveals truth to us, reveals truth about who God is. And so we understand more about who God is through the Holy Spirit revealing that to us. In the scriptures, we can reading a Bible passage, and then there'll be a revelation to us through the Holy Spirit of understanding the Bible even more in a deeper way. Next week, we'll talk more about this, but God can reveal things to us that are for other people, that are to minister and to benefit other people. So that's one of the things that the Holy Spirit does for us, is it reveals things to us. And now the question is, how does that happen? How do we get that revelation? And this is the confusing part, because we try and figure out, I want to hear from God, how do I do that? And I think a lot of the confusion comes because we think that it's going to be something outside of us, that's going to be an audible voice or something that's kind of outside of us coming in and like, oh, that's God. And I know 100% that's God. But as we mentioned earlier, the Holy Spirit is inside of you. And so when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, it won't necessarily come from outside. It'll come from the inside. And so you'll have a thought. And the Holy Spirit will put a thought in your head. It'll give a revelation to you that'll appear as a thought in your head. Well, then the question is, well, how do I know that's the Holy Spirit? I have plenty of thoughts that pop into my head, not all from the Holy Spirit. Well, there's a few different ways to tell. One of the real simple ones that I use a lot is the idea too good to come from me? Sometimes I'm reading the Bible, and all of a sudden there's just a connection there. And I think, oh, I never would have thought of that myself. I never would have come up with that. So that's the Holy Spirit. You know, so you kind of understand, okay, that's not my work, that's the Holy Spirit. Another way is just understanding and tuning yourself into what your spirit is experiencing. That you have a thought, and with that thought, there's something going on in your spirit. That maybe your spirit is expanding, or you're feeling warmth or love, or however you experience God, you experience that. And so think about when you're worshiping, and you're really getting into it, and you really feel like, man, God's really here. Sometimes you feel that in your spirit, or that may feel as a tingling or a warm sensation or whatever. That kind of changes from person to person, but you feel that. And so maybe in a different setting, you have a thought that pops into your mind, but it corresponds with that feeling of God's here, God's at work. And so you know that. And part of the process of following Christ and discipleship and becoming more like him is tuning ourselves to understand, tuning ourselves to say, all right, that I'm feeling something that God's working here, so I can put that together with that thought that popped into my head. And if you think, I'm not that old, but when I was younger, on top of the TV, we had bunny ears, and that's how you turned in the TV. And so when I grew up, I liked watching a lot of TV, and so I was always messing with the bunny ears to make sure it was turning in right. And we didn't have great reception at my house, and so depending on the channel you wanted, you had to put it in a different position. And so I was an expert at, if you want to watch this channel, then you have to have the antenna in this way. If you want that channel, the antenna goes this way. So I had it all figured out. And the same thing is for us, that we need to tune ourselves in and put ourselves in the right position, saying, all right, am I hearing? Am I tuning into what God is doing in the Spirit? And that's a process for us. And that's why you see people who went through the School of Kingdom Ministry and through different training programs. And the main purpose of that is to continue to practice that so where it becomes easier. So you continue to tune yourself into what is God saying? Am I understanding things in my spirit so that we can hear from God? Because it appears as a thought most of the time. And so it's a thought that maybe corresponds to a feeling of in your spirit, hey, this is God. And so I encourage you, if you haven't experienced that, give that a shot. Give that a shot of trying to experience more of the Holy Spirit and more of, hey, I have a thought here. Is this from God? Let me pay attention to where I'm at in my spirit. So that's one of the things the Holy Spirit does, is reveals to us. Another thing the Holy Spirit does is it unifies. Ephesians 4:4-6. There is one body and one spirit, just as you are called to one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. There's a one spirit. That we're drawn to one spirit, that all believers are called to this one spirit. And it's the one Holy Spirit that draws us together. And you think maybe, as we talked about community, and we talked about church, we talked about living life together. And that's a tough thing. That's tough to do. Well, the Holy Spirit helps us with that. That it unifies us, it calls us together. And so you could ask the question, how does the Holy Spirit help us with that? Sometimes when you're living life with people, you need a lot of patience. Patience that isn't from you. But you may see yourself in a situation and, wow, I ended up being pretty patient there. How did that happen? Well, that was the Holy Spirit helping you out. Or when it comes to forgiveness, forgiving other people. A lot of times that's not our default stance, but the Holy Spirit helps us get there. Or going back to the revelation that the Holy Spirit maybe revealed to us. Maybe we're having difficulty with a relationship, but we have a revelation of this is how God sees that person. And that changes the way that we see them. And so it unifies us together as believers. We get called together because we're serving the same Lord with the same Spirit. Another thing the Holy Spirit does is it comforts. So in Acts chapter 9, verse 31, so the church throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria had peace and was being built up and walking in the fear of the Lord and in the comfort of the Holy Spirit and multiplied. So this is talking about churches. This is in Acts where the gospel is being spread across the world and churches are being multiplied in fear of the Lord, but in the comfort of the Holy Spirit. Last week we talked about, you know, going through trials, going through tough times. when we're in those tough times, we can turn and say, Holy Spirit, help me out. And there's comfort and there's peace that goes along with that. That there's hope that goes along with that. And so here we're talking about churches, but it can also happen in your spirit as well, of comfort. That there's a sense of warmth and love that comes from having the Holy Spirit with us. Another thing the Holy Spirit does is it ministers to us. 2 Corinthians 3:18. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. And so we had the Holy Spirit minister to us, that we're being transformed. And we pray and we ask the Holy Spirit, fix these things that are inside of me. The things that we're dealing with, the spiritual knots that need to be untied. We say, Holy Spirit, do that. And here, this verse, moving us from one degree of glory to another. The Holy Spirit continues to do that. It ministers to us. And next week, we'll talk about how through us, the Holy Spirit ministers to other people and how we can do that. So we looked at the Holy Spirit revealing and unifying and comforting and ministering. And the Holy Spirit ends up being very important to us when we talk about identity. That as we've learned so many of these truths that we've covered each week in this series, we have to start trying to live those out. Well, to live those out, we need the help of the Holy Spirit. And so we go back to that. And so we go back to maybe forgiven. And how do I live being a forgiven person? Or how do I live being a new creation? And how do I do that? How do I live that I'm in Christ or Christ is in me? We say, Holy Spirit, help me. Holy Spirit, reveal to me how I can be doing this better. Holy Spirit, comfort me when I'm not doing it right. Holy Spirit, unify me with other believers so we can work on it together. Holy Spirit, minister to me that the hurts and the pains that are holding me back. Minister to those. Get rid of those. Take those away from me. That so often in my sermons, I get to a point where the outline of most of my sermons is, here's what the Bible's saying. Here's what that means to us. So here's how we should be living. And so I get to that bottom part of here's how we should be living. And as I'm preparing my sermon, I get to that point and go, oh, wow, that ends up being pretty tough. As we're maybe talking about loving our enemies or, talking about being community or whatever the truth is, however we're supposed to be serving God or loving God, that ends up being pretty tough. And so I end up getting to a point and saying, oh, how do I do that? Or I end up preaching a sermon not to you, but also to myself. That it becomes a revelation to me. And I'm not preaching from, hey, I have this all worked out in my life and I'm perfectly living out my identity. It's I'm learning and I'm growing as you are. And so God's revealed something to me and I'm going to share that to you, but I'm also listening. I'm listening to my own sermons. And so usually I get to that point and I say, how do I do that? That's tough. Lord, how am I supposed to do that? And then the light at the end of the tunnel is always, but you have the Holy Spirit. And so I feel like all my sermons end up with, this is tough, but here's the Holy Spirit to help you do that. And that's the truth. And that goes with all these aspects of trying to live following Christ. Whether that be, we're talking about identity or just following him. That we always go back to, yes, but we have the Holy Spirit to help us out. That we're not at it alone. That Jesus didn't give us these hard tasks to do and say, all right, you're all by yourselves. You better do it. But he said, no, here's the Holy Spirit to help you. So we always go back to that. Another interesting thing that when it comes to identity, a couple weeks ago we talked about how when we start understanding our identity, maybe we start standing up taller, we start having a little confidence, we kind of understand, hey, I'm forgiven, I'm a new creation, God has a calling in my life, and we talked about kind of what that looks like in terms of pride and humility and how true humility is actually changing the way that we view ourselves to match how God views us. And that's true humility. And true humility actually involves having confidence and self-confidence and trust and belief that God loves us and that we have value and worth. Well, that comes from knowledge. And as we learn about identity, we get to that spot in our spirit. But we seem to get directly to that spot when we're just experiencing God. So if when you're worshiping, you're really feeling God's presence, or you're reading your Bible or praying, meditating, you just feel God's presence, same thing is happening in your spirit, where you're feeling loved and you're feeling significant and you feel like God has authority over your life and that God's working on something. And you may not have, you may not be thinking that in your mind, but your spirit gets to the same spot of feeling loved and feeling whole and feeling complete. And so as we're working through this identity piece, where we want to get to is where you're at when you're really feeling God's presence. And so you can get there through understanding more about your identity, of how God sees you and trying to change it there. But the other part of that is just be experiencing God. Be worshiping, be praying, be meditating, be reading the scriptures, and be experiencing God. Because that gets you to that same spot in your spirit. That's where we're trying to get you to. That's the whole purpose of this sermon series, is getting you to the point where you're feeling in your spirit how God views you and how you can do more of that. When I talked about revelation, I talked about tuning ourselves in to what God is saying to us and trying to understand that more. That's an ongoing process that we need to continue to do, of tuning ourselves into that. That's what I want to do, and I want to practice that. And so I'll have you all rise. And what we'll do, I'm going to pray that simple prayer of "Come, Holy Spirit," and I want you to open yourselves up. And a good way to do that is maybe just kind of hold your hands out, being a stance of just receiving. And I'm going to pray, "Come, Holy Spirit." We're just going to wait and just be experiencing God and be paying attention. Be aware of what God is doing. What am I feeling in my spirit? And understand that as we understand it, we feel more of God, we understand more of what he's revealing to us, and that's a way that we can do that. So come, Holy Spirit. We're just going to wait just a minute and just be present in experiencing what God has. Come, Holy Spirit. And just stay in that same mode. I was going to continue to pray. Lord, we just ask that you would just reveal to us how we can understand more and more about our identity in you. Lord, would you have revelation for us? Would you reveal it to us? Would you allow us to tune into your frequency so we can hear your voice and understand what you're revealing to us? And Lord, would you unite us as a people, as a church? And would you comfort us? May there be a lasting peace and comfort in our lives. And Lord, would you minister to places right now that just need ministering? Would you work on the hearts and the souls of people here that just need your help this morning? Would you do that right now, in Jesus' name? Lord, we want to experience more and more of you. Lord, may we be always thinking about your Holy Spirit and how we can experience more of you. Amen. Members of the ministry team can come forward. And during worship, someone had the revelation, and it was really about experiencing more of the Holy Spirit. And it was a vine against the wall, and really kind of that we're kind of understanding the Holy Spirit, and we're kind of clinging to that wall a little bit. There's an opportunity to go further. And there's an opportunity to kind of jump off the wall to continue on something forward. That's an opportunity to saying, hey, you may have experienced some of this, You may have been there and know some of this, but take that leap and understand more. And if you know a little bit about botany, you know, vines are following where the light is. They're following the sun. And we need to be doing the same thing of where the light is, where God is. Let's be growing towards that. Not being afraid of, oh, the wall isn't here anymore. Just keep going. Keep going. That's a message for us of boldness and courage. Like, let's go for this thing. You know, we understand it. We have the Holy Spirit. Let's really dive into that and really take that. So go in the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Amen.